The following program is paid for and presented by John DeMasi. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Now, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 brings you a very special show. It's The Heart of Your Money, featuring a variety of information to help you and your family improve your financial situation. The financial expert on today's and every show is Joe Yakovich from JML Financial. Now, with Joe Yakovich, here's John DeMasi.
How about them Phillies, Joe?
Yo, we can bet on them. How about that? That
was... Yeah, that's your financial plan. Bet on the Phillies all the way.
Would you? nobody saw that coming.
Yeah.
How about it? I mean, it's down 5-0, and all of a sudden...
It's a feel-good Saturday.
That was an eye-opening experience for me. I'm not a big baseball fan, but now, I'll tell you, it was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
The last couple of games that the Phillies have played.
Sure is. But we are welcoming you to another edition of The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, right here on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. And Joe Yakovich is here. He is The Heart of Your Money, and he is JML Financial, and his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. We're ready to talk to you about financial issues, and we welcome your questions at 609-407-1450. 609-407-1450. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. And again, we encourage you to tune in and stay tuned and listen in. We got a lot to talk about here today on the show.
Yep.
We're going to start with the four C's.
Yeah, the four C's.
What are the four C's?
Well, you know what, John, when we sit down with a client, you know, we're always, besides talking money and we're talking strategies and we're always talking about inflation and sequels of return and taxes, et cetera. But we try to get the conversation going with people, combining, conversations with the spouses. And when you talk to one spouse and the other spouse is part of this whole conversation, it becomes really important to have a conversation. So we try to have a conversation starting off with what we do and get the husband and wife on the same page, which is sometimes doesn't work out so well, but we do our best to have that conversation and we're really that's the first C of the four C's, is becoming, you know, a conversation with the partner. And if they are, you know, are on the same page, it makes planning for them, you know, very, very easy and nice, but it doesn't work out that way all the time.
I was going to say, what happens when they're in disagreement? Which, gee, I can't imagine a couple being in disagreement.
No, not at all. But, you know, it happens, and, you know, it's something we need to address right up front. So we have a conversation with the client and with the husband and wife, and, you know, it just continues to propel, because, you know, they get involved with each other early on. You know, they get married and all of a sudden, you know, somebody has their own checking account and own saving account and have their own, the way they're planning, and where the other spouse might not be looking at the same way that they do. So we need to have a really great conversation when we start off.
You have couples counseling on the side. Is this part of your?
Well, it's unfortunate, but you know, you sit down and you start asking the questions. You know, who's the first one wants to start to talk, and I go right to the female, because sometimes the male one wants to dominate the conversation, and then we start asking questions. You know, what's important about money to that person, and how do they save, and do they save, and, you know, the tough questions, you'd be really surprised in what you hear when you're asking a couple, what their ambitions are in terms of saving money for retirement or saving for any big ticket items. It's interesting. But when you have both of them on the same page and you address it up front and you put it on the table, surprising enough, a lot of them have never had this opportunity to voice what they really feel about money. So it's an interesting conversation I start with.
Okay, we're going to do another one, and then we're going to go to a guest who we have on the phone.
Right.
Compare. The next C is compare.
Yeah, well, we want to be able to compare what the discussion is all about, what one partner is, you know, talking about, and transparency is so important. So are you both on the same page about short-term and long-term financial goals? And is it separate or is it merged? I mean, so that's a really interesting conversation. Again, going back to what I said earlier, you know, if you don't have a conversation openly and you're having it where you're all on the same page together and you believe the same concepts on how you save money and what they're doing, if they're saving in a 401k or 403b or an IRA or Roth, you want to be able to have that conversation to discuss what they do know and what they don't know. So it's really critically important when you're having a sit-down with a couple to be able to do that. And that doesn't matter, John, if it's early on in a marriage or somebody that's been married for 20 or 30 years. You'd be surprised on what you hear. You know, I still have my own money, and he has his own money, and we don't commingle. And it's like, you know, really?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really fun. Do you have kids? Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's really interesting when you sit down and you start to kind of peel back the onion slowly to find out, you know, how this whole makeup of money and retirement and what they thought that was going to happen might not happen. So it's an interesting conversation I start off with couples.
Sounds like your degree in psychology is coming in.
It's amazing. just asking a question, and it almost goes by itself, John, believe it or not. You start to ask a question, and they start to ravel on. Yeah, you're right. I never had to do that early on, and now because of, you know, they see their 401k or the 403b or the money they had invested, you know, go down 20, 30, 40, 60%. And now they're starting to realize, you know what? Oh, what do we do now? And you know, the guy that told me this was going to be okay for me is not now okay. So what do you do? And they get nervous. And now it's, you know, it's a really interesting amount of information I collect. But it really is, when you put it on the table that way and you make it, you know, with everyone, it can see each other's thought process in the, you know, undoing of what they've done over the past couple of years. It's interesting. It's an interesting conversation that we have.
Okay, it's the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, right here at WPG Talk Radio 95.5, also heard on 1450 AM, and also heard on WPGTalkRadio.com, so you can pick us up on the web anywhere you are. We have a guest on the show today, and his name is Van Muller.
Miller.
Okay. It's spelled here Muller, but okay.
It's spelled Miller, but it's, you know, when I first met Van some years ago, and then all of a sudden he goes, "Don't call me that. My name is Miller." And I said, "You spell it that way." "Well, that doesn't matter. It's Miller." So it's Van Miller.
Okay. Now that we got that straightened out, right, we'll bring him in. Van is one of the top financial advisors in the country and speaks everywhere. And today he's speaking on your show, John.
Yeah. So Van and I have known each other for a number of years, and we collaborate quite a bit. Very much in tune with the market. We're going to have, you're going to get an opportunity to listen to someone that's not only been speaking for many, many years to all the top professionals like myself involved with large rooms of people, but different organizations throughout the country. Van crisscrosses the country constantly doing presentations for different financial institutions and such. Not only that, he's in private practice. He does a newsletter for us in the world that I live in. But he's really knowledgeable. It's an easy way to really transition the conversations that we're having right now. And you'll hear from Van himself on some of the things that we talk about quite a bit. And he makes it really does. He brings the forefront of information to the top, so people can understand the questions that should be asked, and I couldn't be more happier that the fact that he's going to be our speaker today, and we're going to talk about a lot of different things.
Well, with that big introduction, Van, welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, it's nice to be here. I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so the first thing I want to say to everybody is go Phillies. Congratulations.
Yes.
You know, they beat us by one game getting into the playoffs, and now I'm hoping that the Phillies can end up going all the way. They sure proved last night that 5-0 down and came back to win, you never give up.
That's right. That's right. So what words of wisdom do you have for us this morning, Van?
Oh, it's not words of wisdom. It's more questions that all of us in our country need to ask and have answered. I always start with a funny story. I say, you know, we have all of these people saying they know things. And I always ask my customers when I start with them, I say, you know, don't you get sick and tired of every time that you meet somebody like me, they tell you they know something, and it turns out they don't know anything. It's very tiresome. And so I say, would it be okay if I prove to you that I don't know anything? And they're just stunned because they're so used to us saying that we have all this information and we know how to analyze it. And to be honest, this is such an interesting time that we live in because it's ridiculously dangerous right now, but it's also a spectacular opportunity. And here's why. Here's what I ask my customers. I say, let me ask you something. The president of the United States, the most powerful person on planet Earth, has access to more information, more tools, more advisors, more advice than anybody else on planet Earth. Have they been able to fix our economy? And the answer is clearly no.
No.
And second, the head of the Federal Reserve, they're separate from the government, and many consider them as powerful as the president. Stop and think about this. Not only are they in charge of all the banks, but they print all the money. Man, wouldn't you like to be that person?
I sure would.
And yet, with everything that they know, they haven't been able to fix the economy. And so I asked the customer, I say, you know, wouldn't I be lying to you if I told you I knew it was going to happen? And they go, yeah. And I say, so really, doesn't that leave one question? If nobody knows what's going to happen, wouldn't the best strategy be to figure out a way to have nobody ever be able to hurt you again? And second of all, position yourself in such a way so that when the government, Wall Street, the banks continue to make the blunders that they're going to continue to make, that you could actually put yourself in a position to take advantage of it. Wouldn't that be an amazing strategy? And even if you didn't do anything, at the very least, wouldn't you want to know how to do that? And so what ends up happening is that it inspires people to want to find out how to develop a plan that they can be in control. So many Americans feel like they've lost control. I'm hoping that we're going to have time today to talk about taxes and inflation and loss of benefits is going to be really, really serious. The damage that's going to occur with health insurance and Medicare and the costs are increasing dramatically. And you know, the biggest worry of most Americans is, oh my goodness, what if I outlive my money in retirement? And many are going to. And if we can just touch on a couple of these things this morning, I think it would really inspire people to go and meet with somebody like Joe Yakovich, who will sit down and walk you through a process of discovery that will allow you to make your own determination. See, what we do is we don't tell anybody anything. We ask a series of questions that let the customer clarify in their own mind, am I in control of my tax situation or am I being controlled by it? Am I in control of inflation or am I being controlled by it? Am I going to live longer than my money or am I going to outlive my money? You know, that those are the questions that most people want answered. And there's, believe it or not, the ones that don't plan, every one of those are going to have a bad outcome with what's about to happen in our country. And everybody who does plan will have the opportunity of a lifetime. They see, there is no, in our world, there's no bad news or no good news anymore. There's only news. If you take the time to plan and prepare, then it's all going to be good news. If you don't take the time to plan and prepare, then you're going to be harmed seriously. I mean, I believe a lot of people who don't take the time to plan will never recover. If I can just one more thing, and then I'll let you guys ask some questions.
Yeah, okay.
You know, we're about in the second or third inning of a nine-inning downturn. You know, the last week or so, we've seen what's called a bear market rally. It's not supported by anything, really, except emotion. The hope that the Federal Reserve isn't going to do this or that, the hope that the government is not going to do this or that. Well, again, all of those are misleading. The government is going to have to deal with inflation, and hopefully when you ask me about that, we'll give you some reasons why people should pay real attention.
I'm curious what you actually mean by you want to control your own destiny. Is it a particular vehicle that you have, or is it?
It's not vehicles. It's strategies.
Okay.
Where you use all the vehicles that are available to us. And here's why. Americans, for the most part, in the past, depended on the institutions and the programs that we depended on. The government, we could depend on the government to do this or that. We could depend on Wall Street to do this or that. We could depend on the banks to do this or that, the insurance companies to do this or that. And here's what's going to happen. They're not going to be able to do any of it. They're going to really, really struggle mathematically. It's very easy to prove. The government really has no way out anymore. They only have two choices as far as monetary policy, and that's to reduce interest rates again and print more money. And they have only a few options as far as fiscal strategy, as far as the Congress is concerned, and that's to reduce taxes and make it easier to run a business and maybe some big building programs or things like highways or whatever. But even that, they have to print more money and be able to do it. So inflation has become embedded in our economy. It's very dangerous for your older listeners. And I'm one of the older listeners.
That makes two of us.
If you remember when Gerald Ford was the president, we walked around our country wearing what were called WIN buttons, W-I-N, and it stood for Whip Inflation Now.
Yeah.
Because back then, from 1973 to 1991, we never had less than 5% inflation, and sometimes as high as 15% inflation, if you can even imagine that. And what was startling about all that is many of your listeners, I'm sure, can remember when we had 10, 11, and 12% mortgage interest rates.
Yes, I do.
15 to 18% automobile. To buy an automobile, you had to pay 15 to 18%. Please, I don't want to scare anybody, but it looks like we're heading back in that direction.
Okay, we're gonna take a break here, Van. We're coming up on a break. It's the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is still here. You're still here, right?
No, I have the questions we're going to prepare when he's finished. But, okay. Yes, we're here. We're ready to go.
I just want to make sure you're. No, you've never been quiet this long. I mean,
when we get,
you're all right, aren't you?
When I get Van on, even for me, and you know, and he knows. I mean, he's a 40-year vet plus, and I am also a 30-plus-year vet in this business. And even for me, when I listen to Van, and we talk, and he's probably said some of the things he's talked about to me. It really makes me think, you know what, when he explains it and we do it, you know, collaborate constantly, it really not only does it make sense, but it relates to everyone that we both work with in the country, across the country. And it's amazing that I'm still, you know, sometimes you have to pinch yourself and say, this is really going to happen. And you don't want to believe it because we've been living this the last 14, 15 years of the market going straight up.
Yeah.
And it's due time for people to start to, you know, understand what's about to happen.
Okay. More Heart of Your Money, 609-407-1450. Our number here in the studio. If you have a question for Joe or for our guest, Van Miller, 609-407-1450. The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. More of the show after these words.
Are you wondering how to begin the process of getting your financial house in order? You can start with one simple step. Get your free copies of Joe Yakovich's series of books. Book one is The Heart of Your Money. Book two is titled Bulletproof Your Financial Plan. And book three is called Wealth Beyond Taxes. You can have one, two, or all of the above by simply calling the radio show right now at 609-407-1450. During the week, you can contact Joe Yakovich's office at 856-751-1771. Either way, if you'd like to get the process started and get your financial house in order, getting Joe Yakovich's books is the right way to start. You can also find out more by checking out Joe's website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. That's jmlfinancialgroup.com. With more than 37 years as a financial expert, Joe can help you and your family achieve your financial goals. Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Here on The Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC are not affiliated companies.
It's a fall festival at BF Mazzio. All kinds of goodies, including delicious and fresh Macintosh apples, apple cider bread, pumpkin bread, and of course, all sizes of pumpkins. BF Mazzio, where there's always something special. Don't forget the finest fresh fruit and produce you'll find anywhere. And of course, a complete selection of prepared foods and baked goods second to none. BF Mazzio, 601 New Road in Northfield. Online at bfmazzio.com.
And we are back here on The Heart of Your Money. Joe Yakovich is available during the week. You can call him at 856-751-1771. That is 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. jmlfinancialgroup.com is his website. Check it out. A lot of good stuff on there as well. It's The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Van Muller is...
Miller.
I know, but
that's
it's spelled...
Right. He's put it down so he gets it.
And Van Muller is our guest here on the
show.
That's
what happens.
Thank you, Chris, for now spelling it phonetically.
Correct.
We got a lot to talk about here on the show with Van and... Joe, you wanted to ask some questions.
Well, you know, Van and I, like I said, we do collaborate. And Van, and we're seeing this right now. And so let's attack it straight on. You know, where do you see, because I know that the law is going to change in the next couple of years in reference to taxes. I know that just recently the IRS raised tax brackets because of standard deductions by 7%. But what do you see in terms of tax-wise? Because a lot of people, as we're well aware, have 401ks and IRAs and 403bs and so forth. Where do you see and how do you feel about taxes moving forward?
Well, thank you for asking, because there's been some very interesting information that has come out recently. The Social Security Administration, every October, middle of October, puts out a report called Wage Statistics. And the most recent one just came out on October 12th. And what they explained was, listen to this, 69% of Americans made less than $58,000 a year, 69%. And 50% of Americans made less than $38,000. So if you live in Philadelphia and you're married with two kids and you make $58,000 a year, are you rich? No. And now it's 78% make less than $75,000 and 88% make less than $100,000. And there are now, I'm not kidding, 40% of the people who make $100,000 or more are living paycheck to paycheck. And so what's happening here is we're destroying our middle class, which is what made us the strongest country on planet Earth. And what's happening is, listen to this, the report came out this morning. It was on all the news channels this morning. 40% of families in America, 61% of individuals pay no federal income tax. That means that more and more of the income tax liability is falling on less and less people. And based on wage statistics and understanding what I just said, that means anybody who's got money, get ready, because do you think, this is what we'd ask you, that the government will need more revenue in the future? And will they be able to go after all these people who don't have any money, or will they have to go after the people who do have money? And I'm pretty sure we all know what the answer is. They're coming. Second, this is vitally, vitally important. You want to hear something that'll just blow your mind. 61% of people who pay no federal income tax, 70% of them contributed to a tax-deductible IRA or 401k or 403b, and they got no tax-deductible benefit, yet they're building a gigantic pile of money that the government can tax the heck out of down the road at any level that the government chooses. That's called tax deferral. And so many Americans, unbeknownst to them, are building an enormous reservoir of money for the government to go after in the future. And unless you understand and clearly understand that that is the goal of that money, then they're going to come and take your money away. It's just that simple, because they're not going to let this other group of people go without food or without health care. We already know not without health care. They're not going to let them go without a roof over their head. So they're going to come more and more to the people who have money and get them to transfer it to the people who don't have money. And by the way, they now have the votes. Listen to the number. And this right from the actuary of Social Security. There are only 22 million people out of 330 million who make more than $100,000 a year. So please understand, they have the votes, and they're not going to allow themselves to be harmed. And if you take a look at the budget of the U.S. government, I'm looking at it right now, the federal budget of the U.S. government is approximately $6 trillion. This year, they only took in $4.9 trillion of money, okay? And everybody is completely sure that going forward that the government is going to have to increase their budget and that they are absolutely going to see bigger and bigger deficits. So if that happens, they're going to have to get more revenue. And as we said before, one of the only ways they'll be able to do that is they're going to have to go after people that have money. So what we ask you to do is go and talk to an advisor. Go and talk to somebody like Joe Yakovich, and what they'll do is very simple. Ask him the difference between what a marginal tax rate is and what an effective tax rate is. And listen carefully, for 90% of Americans whose marginal tax rate is 12%, their effective tax rate is only 8.6%. And so what that means in English is that they could actually eliminate the taxes on all of this tax-deferred money while they're alive before they transfer it to other family members, and they could be in control of how much tax they pay. If they wait until they die, what's going to happen is the government's going to take 30 or 40 or 50%. And is that really what they set aside all this money to do?
No,
so taxes
no.
will really, really be an issue in the future. And all it does, you don't even, well, again, you're going to hear me say it over and over as we talk about this today, is I feel like Americans feel like they're losing control of their financial and retirement futures. And what if you could get your control back? And guess what? What I just explained, you don't have to give up control of your money in order for you to make sure that your money stays in your family rather than going to the government. One final thing about taxes, and then I'll be finished for this morning. You know there's actually a way that even if you have $400,000, $500,000, $600,000, $1 million, $2 million in an IRA or a 401k with lots of deferred taxation, that you can actually set up a strategy that will allow you to not pay 1 cent of the tax out of your own pocket.
No.
Boy, at the very least, wouldn't you want to find out about something like that?
What? Tell me more. Tell me more.
Well, you know what? It's a little bit more granular when you're working the way we work. It's not like you're just selling someone a piece of product and they move on. And that's what we see in our business a lot. You know, when you're talking about what we're talking about today, and Van is, you know, obviously kind of unpeeled that onion back. Remember what he mentioned earlier is Wade statistics. You know, the information that we get is public knowledge. So it's not like we just came up with out of the blue how these numbers are math and science, but you can actually go into the sites that we use specifically and to determine the percentages of people's income. So what he's saying is the people that have qualified money, the 401k, the 403, and what have you, have targets on their back, because if they don't do anything, they're coming after those people because that's where they're finding the money. So that's the big concern when we're dealing with tax strategy planning for people.
Okay, so is he going to – we're going to elaborate on this after the break?
Yes,
well,
we are.
No, see, this is very important. See, this is what people don't understand. The answer is different depending on everybody's situation.
Correct.
That's why you must sit down with somebody who will take you through a process of discovery and not tell you things, but ask you, do you want it to go this way or do you want it to go this way? Would you prefer to have your children inherit or would you prefer to have your grandchildren inherit? Do you want to make sure that you two are taken care of first? You know, there's lots of couples that we call on that say, I don't care about us, or you care about the kids. But then there's also couples we call on that say, we want to make sure we're okay first before we worry about the kids. And so you have to go through a process of discovery. What exactly is it that you're trying to do? And you're going to laugh. I know you're going to not believe this, but 99% of the people that we have these conversations with have never had these conversations.
Correct.
So they don't have a strategy. They don't have a plan in place. In fact, many of them turn to each other. It's so funny. And they say, boy, you never told me that. I didn't know you felt that way about it.
Right.
And and it's astonishing. And that's the part. You don't want to be with a salesperson. You want to be with an advocate, an advisor, a counselor. And that's what people like Joe and I are. We're trained to do that. We're not trained to tell you anything. We're trained to help you determine, do you have to worry about income taxes? You do? Well, did you know you could deal with it this way or this way or this way? Which do you think would be the most beneficial way for you, your family, and your business? If it's inflation, boy, how are you going to deal with all this inflation that's coming in? What if instead of being hurt by it, you could take advantage of it? Do you see the answer is different for every single person that we talk to. I could ask 100 people, do you think taxes will be higher in the future? And no kidding, I could get 100 different answers.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Because people have different attitudes, different feelings about all of these issues. And so it's not so much we can't tell somebody what to do on a program like this, what we're hoping that we'll do is that we will inspire them to want to go meet with somebody that will walk them through the process so that they can make their own determinations and that they have enough information to make what's most beneficial for them.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, and then we have a caller who wants to talk to you, Van. We have David in California. We're coming up on a break. We'll take the call after the break. It's The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich every Saturday, 8 till 9, right here at WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi with Joe Yakovich and Van Miller, our guest here on the program. We're going over some fascinating stuff, and we will continue to do that right after these words.
Here on The Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC are not affiliated companies.
In these unusual economic times, do you wonder what to do with your money? If you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, tax planning, or any other type question, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, heard every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM, featuring noted author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and the best ways for you to navigate your financial portfolio. That's every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM, South Jersey's talk station.
And we're back here on The Heart of Your Money, 856-751-1771. If you want to contact Joe Yakovich and start the conversation that we're talking about you starting here on the show today, 856-751-1771. And were you Dr. Joe when they had the
I feel like Dr. it sometimes. Joe? Yes, this is exciting, you know.
With an assistance from Dr. Van.
Right.
856-751-1771 and his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. jmlfinancialgroup.com is his website. 609-407-1450 is our number here. And we are going to talk to David in California. You're on with Joe and Van here on The Heart of Your Money. David, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Morning. You know, I've been hearing for years that the minimum wage cannot be raised because it's just too important to keep everybody. Well, I'm not even sure what their excuse is. But it would seem to me that if they raised the minimum wage, that Social Security would be filled fairly quickly. If people were actually able to get a wage that was equal to whatever the inflation rate was, that the average person would be able to fill up their Social Security account in a very quick way just by raising minimum wage. Now, we seem to have a whole bunch of fake conservatives. The Republicans right now are talking about cutting Social Security, getting rid of Social Security, privatizing Social Security, and they're the same ones that don't want to raise the minimum wage. So I'm just wondering whether you think that the raising minimum wage would fill up Social Security pretty darn quickly.
Van?
Wow, that's a great question. And you're not going to like my answer. And here's why. Where we get the money to do that? And second of all, this is really, really important. If you're looking for a fix from government, whether it be Republican or Democrat, then you're going to be sadly in waiting. That's what I'm trying to convey here, is I don't believe government has the money, has the energy, has even the will to fix anything anymore. And you're seeing it. Just watch your TV and watch the ads. You can know about it. That's first. Second of all, Social Security is not in danger because of the minimum wage. Social Security is in danger because used to have 20 workers supporting one worker, then 10 workers supporting one worker, 5 workers paying into the system to support one worker, and now we're down to around 2 workers supporting every person who receives Social Security. The government will never be able to harm Social Security. And please, I want to reassure this man. I do it everywhere I go. I think anybody who tells you that we're not going to get our Social Security and we're not, I'm on Social Security. I'm 71 years old. And I think it's just horrible to tell the American people that they're not going to get a benefit that they've spent their whole life contributing to. And here's why I know they're going to get it. Because there are 74 million baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964, and there are 66 million Generation Xers born between 1965 and 1980. That's 140 million recipients, which is pretty much 40% of the population of the United States, and they're not going to, any politician that wants to mess around with Social Security is going to be in serious, serious trouble. They're going to make sure that we all get our benefit. Now, here's the bad news. In order to give us that benefit, they're probably going to have to print more money. So they're going to look us in the face. And they're going to say, hey, you got your Social Security. It doesn't matter that it doesn't buy as much goods and services as it used to, but you got your benefit anyway. We provided it. And so I'm old enough, and I'm sure the listener is old enough to remember when they tried to mess with Social Security once before when the Speaker of the House was a man named Dan Rostenkowski. And I have pictures, I still show it to people, of seniors chasing him down the street, going after him, and they never touched Social Security because they didn't understand how serious seniors feel about their Social Security and their Medicare. And we have, right now, I'm sorry, we have the votes, so they're not going to do anything to those programs, except... And that's what I'm hoping we're going to talk about next is inflation. They're going to destroy the purchasing power of the money. I'm looking at a thing right now called the USDebtClock.org, and it's showing that at the time when we had 300 million people, the M2 money supply was about $4.9 trillion. And with only 10% more people, 333 million, we've raised the M2 money supply to 21.5 trillion, which is essentially 400% that we've increased the money supply. And they're predicting that the money supply will be increased into the 30 of trillions of dollars in order to be able to deliver that government has made.
That's because of electronic money, right? M2 is checks and credit cards.
Absolutely.
Right?
Most people are encouraged to use electronic digital money. You're exactly right.
Right. So
what's going to happen is the purchasing power of money is going to decrease dramatically, and inflation is now embedded in our economy. This morning they announced that inflation continued at an increased level, and that the Fed is probably going to have to increase another 75.
That's why raising the minimum wage. That's why raising the minimum wage makes more sense. It's our money. And look at in 1968, we are old enough to remember that, and the minimum wage was $1.60. The price of an ounce of gold was $32. Took you exactly 20 hours to make buy an ounce of gold. So 20 hours. Now, if you were to take the $7.25 minimum wage, they haven't raised it to $15 in most states. That's the federal minimum wage is $7.25. The ounce of gold is, I don't know, what, $1,900? It would, an honest minimum wage comparable to 1968 would be closer to $90 an hour. $90, not $7.25. It would fill up Social Security very fast. It would take care of, and when you're asking, where's this money coming from? Well, the rats like Jeff Bezos and Zuckerberg and all of these other fat cats that do not pay taxes, Donald Trump doesn't pay taxes, $75 he paid for a whole year. I mean, these guys are a joke. They don't have any loyalty to America. I don't even see why we should allow them to use American money if they're not even going to help us pay for our property, to fix our stuff. And the taxes are based upon fixing our stuff. There's a big myth that the so-called conservatives have come up with, was the Tea Party was to, because they were paying too high taxes. No, that wasn't true at all. The people who were in the original Tea Party of 1777 or 75 were interested in having reinvestment in America. That the king was hogging all the money and taking it over to London instead of reinvesting.
David, thanks for the call.
May I ask a favor? You're making really, really good points, and I'm not in a position to disagree. What I am here to do today, and I only have a few more minutes to do it, is I can't, me personally, and us individually cannot do anything about minimum wage. What I'm here today to do is to try and help Americans understand that in spite of the what you're talking about not being dealt with effectively, that there are still ways that we can each do as individuals that will allow us to have successful financial and retirement future. So please, I don't disagree with you, but I only have a few more minutes to touch on a few other things, and I'm grateful for your call.
David, thanks for the call.
Thank you, David.
We have another call. Glenn in Summers Point, man, he wants to talk to you. Glenn, good morning. You're on The Heart of Your Money.
All right, guys, here we go. I've called a few times on this, and the surmise is that next year we're going to look at what Joe Biden did. He signed this bill 140, executive order 14067. That's all over the news. It's been around the block. You guys are not talking about it. It's supposed to be a big deal. They're going to reset, go from, you know, the Federal Reserve money into a central bank digital currency where they're going to be able to track all transactions and obsolete cash. Why the hell isn't anybody talking about that?
Well, because it's not going to happen sooner. It's going to probably not happen for a while yet. It's an experiment if you've read it thoroughly. And again, please, sir, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I really understand. That's a great point. But the whole purpose of this morning was to say to people, hey, do you understand that taxes for sure are going to be higher in the future? Do you understand that we're going to be dealing with inflation for a while? And oh my goodness, what if you outlive your money? What if there was a way, in spite of all of these things that you're talking about and what the first gentleman was talking about, what if in spite of the government not really doing everything they promised, you could still have success? Wouldn't you at the very least want to know about that? And so, again, your point is amazing, but it wasn't the purpose of this particular issue of the program. It was to make sure that our listeners knew for sure that they could still win in spite of inflation, that they could still win in spite of a thing called sequence of returns. There's nothing worse then the most dangerous time in retirement is the 5 years before you retire and the 5 years after you retire, because if you have a downtime and you have to start drawing from your assets while the markets are going down, you could actually literally run out of money during your retirement. And so we want to make sure that people know there's ways to prevent that. And so your, again, your point is marvelous and should be discussed dramatically by our country. But please, you're, if I can compliment you, you're an informed person. Many yes. Americans wouldn't even know what the heck you're talking
yes.
about.
Yes, I didn't know about what you're talking about.
And I'm just trying to cover a few issues. Gosh, what are we going to do about taxes? What are we going to do about inflation? And what are we going to do about making sure that people don't outlive their money? And my recommendation is to sit down with somebody and have a conversation with them where they don't tell you what to do. They ask you, are you concerned about this? How are you going to deal with this? What happens if this happens? How do you want to deal with this? Do you want to pay your taxes now when you can be in control of them? Or do you want to wait until you pass away when the government's in control of them? Do you want to take advantage of inflation? Or do you want to be hurt by it? I mean, if you really understand, there's an accounting rule called the rule of 72, which approximates, if I divide the current inflation rate of approximately 9% into 72, that means a retiree who retires at 65 years old at 73 on 50,000 at 65 years old on 50,000 a year would need 100,000 a year to maintain their standard of living by 73, and if they live till 81, they'd need 200,000 a year. If wow. they're not working anymore, how are they going to do that?
Wow.
And the answer is there are solutions. There are ways to offset the damage that inflation is going to do. And gosh, when somebody like you asks a great question like that, I wish we had more than 50 minutes so we could really, really address it. And the first gentleman, you know, it's a great idea, but again, it mostly involves printing more money. And again, some of the things he was saying were absolutely accurate. But again, for this purpose of this program, we're trying to make sure that a lot of Americans who have IRAs and 401ks and 403bs don't have enough income. How can we make sure they do have enough income? How can we make sure that they win instead of lose in the current environment that we're seeing? And so I still think it's one of the greatest opportunities of all time, because this is very important. There is no end of the world. I'm so glad I have enough time to tell everybody this.
I'm glad to hear that.
We'll fix this. This is all the worst that will happen is that most of people of planet Earth, and the reason I say planet Earth, because we sold the Kool-Aid to the rest of the world.
Right.
The rest of the world is going to deal, is printing money. The rest of the world is dealing with inflation and so forth. And so what it means is that for most people, they will have a lower standard of living unless they're willing to sit down and do a plan. And if they do a plan, then they will be able to maintain or even raise or increase their standard of living dramatically. It's just the most wonderful opportunity, because there's so much volatility that you can either be hurt by it or you can take advantage of it, but you have to be prepared. You have to have a plan in place. You have to understand what it is you're trying to do. And the reason we can't give you all of these ideas over the radio here, which would be amazing if we could, is because if we have 100 people come and visit Joe Yakovich in the next 30 days, of those 100 people, everyone will have a different scenario of how they want to deal with their money, their money. And so what our job is to do is to ask them questions to help them clarify in their own minds how they can be in control of what happens rather than all of these other issues being in control of what happens.
Well, Van, we thank you very much. We are unfortunately out of time. We thank you very much for spending some time with us today and really putting it in perspective as to what we really have to do.
Right, and we've said that all along, John, you know, and Van's a big advocate of it. You know, you need to have a plan. You really need to understand all the variables. There's so many things that are happening, so many uncertainties, and we clarify and we're very transparent. Bodhi said earlier, we ask the right question because it's all about them, and every person that we talk to, everyone's different in how they approach, you know, their own retirement. So we draw a line in the sand and explain to them how this stuff works by asking good questions on what's important to them so they can continue, you know, like we talked about, to live the lifestyle that they're accustomed to. Again, Van, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I know it's a little hour
earlier.
Oh, my
God, thank you for having me. And by the way, as I finish here, I'm also a Packers fan, so go Eagles.
Oh, well, you're in trouble this year.
I am in big trouble.
Okay.
And I'm hoping the Eagles go undefeated to be the second team to ever do it.
Yes. Yeah, well, thanks, Van.
Thanks a lot, Van. We appreciate
your
time.
Have a good day. I'll talk back with you, brother.
Thank you. It's really, I mean, the way he put it, it's very simple.
Right.
I mean, it's a complicated issue, but it's very simple.
Right.
You got to sit down with somebody. Down with you.
Right. It's not a do-it-yourselfer, as we talked about many times, John. It's having a plan of action and really asking the tough questions, even the questions that we heard today. But at the end of the day, you know, we're able to help every person that we speak with, especially the people that are going to be open to having a conversation. We started earlier to have that conversation openly to see what important for that individual, not for what I thought or what I think. It's more about, okay, what's important to you, and let me share with you information that you can use in your, you know, your plan, and see how it dovetails in together.
You know what I love when people say, you know, I've been doing it myself for 30 years, and well, you've been doing it wrong.
Correct.
Probably.
Right.
But you don't know you're doing it wrong. And they just continue, and, well, how come I don't have enough money now?
Right. And now you're seeing the cracks in the plan right now, yeah, because everyone has seen low inflation numbers and interest rate numbers. And for the last 14 or 15 years, the market just went straight up. And that's not the norm. So because of that, you need to sit down with someone like myself or with Van said himself and be able to work these conversations out to see what the best strategy would be fit for that individual. But it's a conversation, John. It's just not a wham, bam, thank you, man.
You want to wrap up here?
Yeah, I want to share with everybody, it's important for you and all of us to understand that and to sit down with someone like myself and making sure you put a plan of action together. So it's more about planning, especially now, John, because of all the uncertainties that are happening in our world. And he said earlier, you know, everyone has unfortunately drinking the Kool-Aid. We have inflation all over the country. Now we are at, you know, 7-8% inflation here, but other countries that are much higher. So for us, we're doing quite well, but at the end of the day, you need to be, you know, working with
someone. It's the heart of your money every Saturday, 8 till 9 for Joe Yakovich. I'm John DeMasi. We'll talk to you next Saturday, 8 AM, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Joe Yakovich is a registered representative with Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Brokers Financial or Joe Yakovich. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. JML Financial Group does not offer legal or tax advice. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Fixed annuities are long-term insurance contracts, and there is a surrender charge imposed generally during the first 5 to 7 years that you own the annuity contract. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may result in a 10% IRS tax penalty, in addition to any ordinary income tax. Any guarantees of the annuity are backed by the financial strength of the underlying insurance company. Indexed annuities are insurance contracts that, depending on the contract, may offer a guaranteed annual interest rate and some participation growth, if any, of a stock market index. Such contracts have substantial variation in terms, costs of guarantees, and features that may cap participation or returns in significant ways. Any guarantees offered are backed by the financial strength of the insurance company. Surrender charges apply if not held to the end of the term. Withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income and, if taken prior to 59 and a half, a 10% federal tax penalty. Investors are cautioned to carefully review an indexed annuity for its features, costs, risks, and how the variables are calculated. Please consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing in variable annuities. The
prospectus, which contains this and other information about the variable annuity contract and the underlying investment options, can be obtained from the insurance company or your financial professional. Be sure to read the prospectus carefully before deciding whether to invest. The investment return and principal value of the variable annuity investment options are not guaranteed. Variable annuity subaccounts fluctuate with changes in market conditions. The principal may be worth more or less than the original amount invested when the annuity is surrendered.